the structure of your mind. Your mind is divided into six departments which are subject to your conscious control. Understanding these departments help you understand self-discipline. The six departments are, 1, the ego, the source of willpower. It acts as a supreme court with the power to reverse, modify, change, or eliminate the entire work of all the other departments. 2, emotions. Here is generated the driving force which sets your thoughts, plans, and purposes into action. 3, reason. This is where you weigh, eliminate, and properly evaluate the products of your imagination and emotions. 4, imagination. This is where you create ideas, plans, and methods of attaining your desired ends. 5, conscience. Here you test the moral justice of your thoughts, plans, and purposes. 6, the memory. This acts as the keeper of records of all your experiences and as a storehouse for all sense perceptions and inspiration from infinite intelligence. The ego. The ego, seat of your willpower, is the most valuable thing your body possesses. The rest of you is a collection of chemicals which on the open market aren't worth the price of dinner in a decent restaurant. You must control and discipline this priceless part of yourself. It can stand for anything you value, from poverty and ill health to your brightest ambitions. Some egos are weak and lacking in courage. Some are overinflated. Neither kind amounts to anything, but most people struggle with weak ones. Don't let a weak ego hold you back. A prosperous man I knew suffered a defeat in business and ended up driving a taxicab for a few $100s a week. There's nothing wrong with driving a taxicab. But it isn't the right kind of employment for someone who was making six figures. That man needed to bolster his ego so he could return to success. One woman I know wore a huge diamond ring on her finger. That ring was a symbol of her success, not a sign of vanity or ostentation. Once she had been poor, but with that ring on her finger, she constantly reminded her ego that her poverty was of the past. She fed her ego with images that strengthened it. This is just what you must do with your ego. It may not require something as visible and expensive as a diamond ring, but it requires sustenance. Always treat your ego as your most precious possession, and protect it as if it were a diamond. You certainly wouldn't leave a diamond around for anyone to pick up, yet most people leave their egos wide open for anyone to come in and pollute with thoughts of fear and worry. Don't let others know your secret thoughts, and don't let them unload their burdens on you. You can't afford to have worries of your own, let alone carry around someone else's. You need a technique to protect your inner self, your ego, from the damaging effects of negative ideas. There are three walls to build around your ego. The outermost wall is just high enough to keep out people who have no business getting in to take up your time. This wall should have several doors, and if someone can establish a reasonable right to your time, let that person in. But make sure he or she establishes that right first. The middle wall is much taller, and it has a single door you must watch closely. You should admit only a few people, the ones who have established the fact that they have something you want or something in common which will be mutually helpful. The third and innermost wall is so tall that no one will ever scale it. It has no doors. You should not allow anyone inside that wall because it protects your ego. If you let people wander in, they will wander back out with things you cherish, leaving behind worry and anxiety. Build this wall around your ego and make a place where you can retire by yourself and communicate with infinite intelligence.